This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and we try quite hard.
We try a little too much, I'm going to be honest. That was And I Try by Bimbo Jones. That was actually really awesome. A good way to kick off the show. Now, I don't know if you're ready or not, but we're going to be Eurovisioning like you would not believe.
Yes.
But Eurovision isn't the only thing that's going on at the moment. I mean, Radiothon's going to kick off for Joy like this Friday, and then Radiothon's happening, which
There's
is absolutely
just
fantastic.
No rest for us, is
no,
there?
We never get a rest. It's very upsetting. But that's not all. Today, actually, right now is Change Your ID Day here in Melbourne. It's a day, an opportunity for trans and gender diverse people to change their identification, which, you know, from state to state, that can mean something different. But I never realised, did you change when you got married, Robbie? Did you change your name?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, you haven't yet?
I haven't legally yet, but that's it's because it's quite a process.
Because
it's quite
hard.
An ordeal, yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
And I can only imagine what it must be like for
a
transgender
person.
Yeah.
Like, that's a whole other level and a whole other level of anxiety that comes with it. I mean, have you thought about when you change your own name, Robbie, when you change it to your married name? Like, what do you need to change besides everything?
Everything.
Like, every single document. And I don't know about you, but I can barely find my passport in my house, let alone remember that I had to have my name right on something, driver's license, Medicare, credit card. It's really stressful and
there
really
needs
confusing.
To be some sort of service that takes care of all
well,
of that.
Well, that would
for
be really
you.
Handy. Well, that's what's really exciting. So, Sam from the LGBTIQ Legal Centre has actually organised this day that's kicked off 10 minutes ago. Right now, it's happening at the meat market in North Melbourne, and it's Change Your ID Day. And it's an opportunity right now over the next couple of hours. If any of our listeners are listening and thinking, I need to do that or I've been really concerned about it, it's a chance for you to change your identification to reflect your true name. And not only just go and they'll help you with it, but get proper support and be around other trans and gender diverse people to be able to do this and to figure this out so you're not doing it alone. So what I actually did before they headed off to the Transgender Diverse Day, Sam popped by Joy on the way to the meat market and we had a bit of a chat. So this is my conversation with Sam from the LGBTIQ Legal Centre and also Gemma from Liberty Victoria about Change Your ID Day. I'm joined here by Gemma by Liberty Victoria and Sam from the LGBTIQ Legal Service. And we are talking about Change Your ID Day, which is happening right now, even though this interview is happening backwards in time because it's happening earlier in the day. Now, this is a really exciting day because it's an opportunity for trans and gender diverse people to be able to change their ID documents or at least get proper help and support to be able to do it. How difficult is it for a trans and gender diverse person to be able to change their documentation?
It's certainly possible, but there's a lot of different things that you need to do. So at the moment, there's no sort of one-stop shop option to change your ID. You need to go to birth, deaths and marriages. You would need to go to probably Vic Roads if you've got a driver's license, Medicare, Centrelink if you're a Centrelink recipient. So there's a lot of different places and it means interacting with a lot of different agencies and not really knowing who you're going to get on the front counter on the day and whether or not you're going to be treated respectfully.
When the most thing a lot of listeners that aren't gender diverse or aren't trans will be able to relate it to is if you get married and you have to change your surname and suddenly there's all these different documents in all these different places and what it means. But what this means for a trans or gender diverse person is something very different because they're changing your identification and stepping into that space. It's not necessarily just your name. It could also be your gender marker or also what it means to go into these different agencies and spaces and kind of go, I have to have this conversation again. I have to have this communication again. And that can be really stressful and alarming. So what's happening right now today is an event where they can come and there's lots of different support to figure out how best to do this or even just to do it actually there and then, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. So most of the agencies that you would be changing your name or sex marker with will be there on the day. So birth, deaths and marriages, like I mentioned, Vic Roads, we'll have the passports office as well. So a bunch of different organisations and they'll actually be there to help people through the process and hopefully we can get people's IDs sorted out on the day, hence
Which
Change
would
Your
be
ID Day.
Amazing. So Gemma, is it a difficult thing legally to go through this kind of a process?
It certainly is, in particular in relation to birth certificates. There's really significant barriers for people who want to change their gender. So one of the things that we're looking at Liberty at the moment is are the issues with what you need to do in order to be able to change those documents. And one of
because that's different from state to state, isn't it?
It is. And Victoria has the barrier that people need to have surgery on their reproductive organs in order to be eligible to change their gender, which just seems so incredibly outdated and barbaric.
Yeah.
You know, people should be able to do whatever they want from our perspective, and so we're looking at ways that we could contribute to changing the law.
That's fantastic. That's absolutely wonderful, and that's part of what's happening today as well with getting this information. It must be really stressful and confusing for a person to have to go through this process and constantly have to deal with different agencies. So I think it's really wonderful that right now you're doing this day. How easy is the wrong word. How were you able to all come together and to get this to happen? Because getting all these different agencies in a room to be able to do it so that people can come and get all of this support in all these different ways to be able to change their identification, I mean, that's huge. It's hard for a person to do in itself. Was it a huge undertaking to be able to make the day happen?
Look, the hardest part was finding the right person in each individual organisation, because these are big government agencies, and it can be hard to find the right diversity and inclusion officer or somebody who, you know, really cares passionately about the issue and will just work out for you who the right person to speak to is. So that was definitely the hardest part. But once we had the right contact, I have to say that all of the agencies, and particularly VicRoads, were just extremely interested in participating and have been very supportive. And it's something that they want to do. They want to deliver a safe and inclusive service. But, you know, with big organisations, it could be hard to sort of be nimble enough to make the kind of changes across the whole organisation. So I think they jumped at the chance to come into our house type thing and actually try and provide a respectful and inclusive service and learn, I'm sure, a lot of things on the day as well.
Yeah, well, now the event's happening right now while people are listening to this on air. It's actually all just kicking off. The speeches will be going off and everything's kind of starting there. So a lot of people have signed up already to be a part of it so that they can get their space to be able to come and get their identification changed. Have you had a good response?
Yeah, we had 90 sort of free tickets available, and they've all sold out, and we've got a bit of a waiting list as well. So, yeah, we're hoping that people will, you know, come and feel confident to be part of the day. We're going to have like a chill out space and speeches and a bit of spoken word and stuff. So hopefully it'll be a kind of like fun and affirming day for everybody, no matter, you know, even if they don't need to change their ID, come down anyway.
This is happening at the Stables at the Meat Market in North Melbourne right now. So if you're listening to this and you think, yeah, you know, that's something I need to do, or I'd like to feel supported in that environment, this is a great opportunity for you to come down and do that right now while you're listening. If you're on a tram, jump off and just get on the right one.
That's right.
To be able to head there. I'm really impressed. When I saw all the information coming out about this, I was just really, really impressed that it was happening, because it is a first that's occurring, and that it was able to happen and to be able to provide this kind of support for trans and gender diverse people. Because yeah, like we were saying at the start of this interview, a lot of people do it in isolation. They do it individually, constantly engaging with these different organisations, speaking to different people, and that can be really stressful. That can really, really make you feel further marginalised and further isolated. So actually being able to have it all in one space is one thing, and have all these different organisations come together. And I think the pathways, just through the work that you've created to make this day happen, will make everything a lot stronger and possibly really help these organisations build on what they need to do.
Yeah, definitely. And there just aren't that many opportunities for the trans and gender diverse community to come together as a community.
Yeah.
And, you know, I sort of started transitioning in the last year or so, and I haven't had too many opportunities to kind of be with my community en masse. So I'm really excited about seeing everybody today and, you know, like having a group whinge about all the difficulties that we've had along the way. I think it will be a fun event for people to actually see that, you know, there's a whole bunch of us going through the same issues together. Yeah. And hopefully we can, you know, form new connections and, you know, start sort of strengthening our community so that we can make that demand on government to change the law, because that's what needs to happen, and our voices need to be, you know, heard clearly and strongly. So, yeah, hopefully we can have those conversations today too.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like everyone's focus is probably with the election that's happening this weekend, but it's an important thing to think about when you realise realise everyone always goes, oh, but we've got same-sex marriage now, tick. But that doesn't affect everyone in our communities and that doesn't help everyone in our communities. It's important, you know, just something to think about, everyone, while you're out there. When you're heading to make your vote this weekend, think about the marginalised sections of our communities and whether they're actually supported, really actually supported in the vote that you're making. Are you really making a decision for that's going to be the best for everyone in your community? I mean, some people may feel that's not what they need to do. Some people might. But you sometimes forget, oh, just because it works for me doesn't mean it works for everyone. And that's a really big statement in relation to our intersex brothers and sisters, and as well as our trans and gender diverse ones. And it's important to realise, do you know what? There's a lot of legal stuff and barriers that they still face constantly and are still hitting up against the wall, and we really need to have their backs and have their support.
Yeah, so I do think that one thing to think about in the lead up to the election this weekend is the fact that there's been a big discussion this year about the Sex Discrimination Act and removing the religious exemptions so that LGBTIQ kids and teachers can't be expelled or terminated from their employment just for being who they are at school. So I think it'd be good for people to have a look at where all the political parties are lying in relation to those issues, and seeing what they're prepared to change, because that's a really important issue for our community. And the fact of the matter is, you know, if you're a student, you know, 13, 14 years old, it's kind of the most vulnerable part of your life if you're different in some way. And we really need to be thinking about protecting those young people in their schools.
And one thing to add, Dean, is that there are still barriers. And so really today's just the start, I think, that the hope is that if we can't solve everyone's issues today, that the legal service can, and the volunteers and the agencies will provide some ongoing support and try and deal with it as best that they can. And also, hopefully, this might be the first great Change Your ID Day.
Absolutely.
In hopefully a long tradition of them.
I hope it's going to keep on going, or soon we won't need to have days like this, so because it will be easier. But I do, you're right, I do think it's great because it is that first step, but also to be able to have a space where trans and gender diverse people aren't doing it alone, are doing it with each other and are getting that proper support. I think it's absolutely wonderful. Everyone that's been involved in this should be so, you should be so proud and so pleased. It's really exciting.
Thank you.
Now, Robbie, that was my conversation earlier today with Sam from the LGBTIQ Legal Centre and Gemma from Liberty Victoria. How amazing does having a day like Change Your ID Day sound? Just having a couple of hours down at the meat market right now where trans and gender diverse people can go there and get properly supported and get proper help and support to change their identification.
Mm. Yeah, it's such a great thing, and it's something that I wasn't aware of. And I find it so inspiring when people in our community not only come up with an idea, like just any idea, but come up with an idea that's super, super practical for people who need it.
Yeah.
And not just that, but then follow through. Like,
yeah,
it takes a lot to have the drive to do that and to actually make a difference. And it's so great that we have people like Sam and Gemma who are doing that.
Absolutely. Now, if you are a trans or gender diverse person and you're able to get down to the meat market in North Melbourne, right now it's happening till 6 o'clock, and you want further advice or help, go right now. Head on there. It's a great opportunity and a great way to get that kind of support. Now, we are diving on back into the rest of the show. Robbie, does any of this sound familiar to you? It all sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Oh, Dean, we are Eurovision crazy here at the moment.
We're going to be filled with Eurovision craziness. You know what? When we come back, I want to hear more about Robbie trying to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to watch semi-final, because I just don't believe it. It's crazy. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.